MP3s and NPCs.
Hello, humanity. On your mark, get set, go. This is MP3s and NPCs, music and gaming for you and me. My name is Terrence Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about gaming, anime, play music. You know how it is. New episode. Check it out now. The dates and location for FarmCon 24 have been announced. For those unaware, FarmCon is a convention based on the popular farming simulator game series. The convention will take place on July 6th and July 7th at the Fin Forum in Marktoberdorf, Germany. Attendees will be able to meet the folks behind the game and engage in some activities, including a big bouncy castle for the kids. The two-day event will also crown world champions in Season 5 of the Farming Simulator League. Yes, there is a league for this game. Farming Simulator 22, which is the recent installment of the franchise, is available on consoles and PC right now. The only thing I know about Farming Simulator is I have a free copy of Farming Simulator 19 on the Epic Games Store. Never touched it or anything. If you enjoy this title, good for you. Gonna hop into the music with the 609 from LA psych rocker Vanderwolf. The artist recently released their new studio album, The Great Bewilderment. This is the track from the release. I hope you dig it. The 609 from Vanderwolf.
Tristan James, the name. I built my trade in the rising waters, sifting through the shifting sands. Bent on mutiny and seeking opportunities, I bit the helping hand. Made a steady climb, a demon with a diamond mind, a competent machine. An underdog lost overdosing on pixelated dreams. And the harbingers wave from the future they paved. And the 609 comes crawling into the station. You did your job, did it well. Dust to dust and straight to hell. And the hours we strive mark the borders of our lives.
On the killing floor.
rising waters, sifting through the shifting sands.
I had the chance to check out Mount Joy at the Troubadour earlier this week. It was a great time. I thought it was one of those special, you know, music industry invite-only gigs. I've been to a few of those in the past. I didn't realize the band actually sold tickets to the show via their fan club until I showed up and a bunch of people asked me if I had an extra ticket. You know, Mount Joy played the bangers fans know and love. The show is a celebration of their new single, Highway Queen, which is out now. Mount Joy also played an unreleased new song as well. That was fantastic. I have a review of the concert up on the website. I'll link it in the show notes. Mount Joy will be headlining Hollywood Bowl and Madison Square Garden on their fall tour. These are the biggest headlining shows in their career so far. Tickets are on sale to the general public right now. Getting back into the music with Portland synth rock band Sun Atoms. This is their tribute to Leonard Cohen titled Tower of Song in the key of JAMC. The song is the B-side of their new Ceiling Tile single. Sun Atoms will deliver a new studio album this summer. Be on the lookout for that. Here's Tower of Song in the key of JAMC from Sun Atoms.
patrons of the court and prison, my judge will come, and it won't be wrong. You see, I hear these phony voices right here in the Tower of Song. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track. If you can hear from me, baby, long after I'm gone, I'll be speaking to you sweetly right here in the Tower of Song.
Season 3 of Headbangers Rhythm Royale will launch on April 4th. Battle of the Dancers will feature a brand new game mode that challenges players in a one-on-one rhythm battle with a selection of new choreography and tracks. The more you stay on beat, the more power-ups you'll gain to have an advantage over your opponent. Headbangers Rhythm Royale is available on consoles and PC right now. It's on Xbox Game Pass if you have that service. Great game, check it out. Getting back into the music with Chicago alternative indie rock band Neptune's Core. This is their new single Box, which comes from their recent double single release. The band will be playing a ton of shows in the East Coast later this month. Shows in Philly, New York City, Richmond. Check them out. They come to your city. Here's Box from Neptune's Core.
I'm
Talked has reached 1.5 million players since its launch last month. Since its launch, players have collected nearly 3 million artifacts in the free-to-play game. When it comes to this accomplishment, game producer Andy Duthie said, "We are deeply moved and grateful to reach this milestone of 1.5 million players on Hawked. This remarkable journey has been made possible by the incredible support and enthusiasm of our amazing community. We extend our heartfelt thanks to each and every player who has made Hawked a part of their gaming adventures." Hawked is in a unique extraction shooter in which teams of up to 3 players or solo race to collect and extract artifacts from a remote island called Exile. Players, who are also known as Renegades, use unique abilities and multiple combinations of builds to compete against each other. The free-to-play game is available on consoles and PC right now. Here's some new music from French dream pop band Dog Park. This is the song Time from their newly announced studio album Festina Lenta, which will be released on April 19th via Geography. I had an early listen to this album the other day. Absolutely fantastic. I hope people will dig it when it drops next month. Here's Time from Dog Park. Crunchyroll Spring 2024 lineup is here. Lots of great anime coming to the streaming service in a few weeks. Kaiju No. 8 is obviously the most highly anticipated show this season. The sub premieres on April 13th. A ton of returning shows on the lineup as well. The Irregular at Magic High School Season 3, Black Butler Public School Arc, Laid Back Camp Season 3. As expected, there's a bunch of TBA announcements that will arrive soon. Crunchyroll are known for revealing new acquisitions closer to their premiere date with the season lineups and such. There's something for everyone coming up. Hope you check it out. If you dig anime, something for you out there. The last song I'm playing this week is Kira McSpice's Evaporate. The New York dark folk artist will release their new studio album, The Compartmentalization of Decay, on April 12th. I also got an early listen of this record. Solid release. The artist will hold an album release show on April 13th at Stone Circle Theater in Queens. Evaporate from Kira McSpice. Check it out. I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of the MP3s and NPCs podcast. Hope you dig the music. Hope you dig the news. Until next time, humanity.